Let's start here.
At the time, and this is no joke, Americans literally used the Farmer's Almanac and the Sears catalog to wipe their butts.
Please understand, this system is insane. Totally crazy. I mean, just think of all the reasons why someone might deserve a big tax break. I mean, they're sick, they're poor, they have tons of young kids, they've made a big investment in their business. The state of California says no. We think the most deserving group are people whose property hasn't changed hands in 40 years.
The frequency of sex has declined among same-sex couples. They were reporting in 1990 having sex five times a month, and in 2000 about four times a month, and then a median of three times a month in 2010. Oh, well, at this rate, nobody will be having any sex at all by 2040.
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here, a chance to sample some of the more interesting podcasts and episodes from the over 300,000 podcasts available today. I'm Trip Eldridge, and as your podcast jockey, I'll bring you three podcast samples in each episode of Start Here, two from the exploding national podcast world, and one from the wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. We'll also check out the hottest podcasts from the iTunes podcast chart. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. Also, if you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you liked, let us know. Just email us or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it, and why you want to share it. Our email is podcast@wvxu.org, or give us a call. Leave us a voicemail, 513-294-8030. That's 513-294-8030. Okay, it's time now to start here. First up is a podcast rising to the top of the iTunes charts in recent weeks. Hosted by Josh Clark and Chuck Bryant, Stuff You Should Know tells you, well, all the stuff you should know. This weekly podcast explores a wide variety of topics and provides little-known facts and backstories on many subjects, from net neutrality to Amelia Earhart to ketchup. You never know what you don't know. Here's a clip from a recent episode titled, A Dry Look at Toilet Paper. In this episode, Josh and Chuck discuss the obscure history of toilet paper in America and around the world, and armed with historical facts and a little bit of humor, they delve into how toilet paper became what it is today.
Things get messy. Since the dawn of time, tuk-tuk was like, you know, it doesn't feel good to walk around after a poop if I haven't cleaned myself.
Right.
So it was an issue, and let's fast forward in time to 1857.
This is where it's starting to get good.
In New York City, there was a man named Joseph Gaetti, and he invented something called Gaetti's Medicated Paper Sheets.
Yep.
And they were, it was toilet paper, but it was not yet on a roll. They were, it's more like a tissue that you would pull out of a box.
Like Kleenex.
Yeah, they were like, if you want a brand name, buzz it, that's fine.
Proprietary eponym.
About 50 cents for 500 sheets, and he was so proud he had his name printed on them. Probably didn't think that through. But here's the deal. He had a hard time selling it because at the time, and this is no joke, Americans literally used the Farmer's Almanac and the Sears catalog to wipe their butts.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, both of them, I think, came with a hole punched in like the top corner to make it easier to just hang from a nail in your outhouse.
Amazing.
So that was definitely one reason why Gaetti's medicated paper didn't take off. But another part of it was that this is like a taboo thing, right?
Yeah.
If you got the Sears Roebuck catalog in the mail, it served a couple of purposes, one of which was unspoken, right?
Yeah, like the mail delivery guy would just walk up and just like kind of hand it to the person and say, yeah, here's your catalog. Yep, thanks.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
This should last you a couple of months. All right, gotcha.
I was wondering how long it would last. I mean, like, these things were a couple hundred pages, right?
Sure.
So I wonder how long it would last. But yes, most, especially in rural America, that was toilet paper, that and corn cobs, right?
I wonder if there were arguments that broke out in families, like, Ma, it's winter and we're already to the tool section.
Yeah.
Like, slow it down.
I'm sure. There have always been miserly jerks who yelled about using too much toilet paper.
Yeah.
That's Stuff You Should Know, a podcast for the know-it-all in all of us. Listen to all the episodes and more at WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a podcast that'll make you question everything you thought you knew. Best-selling author Malcolm Gladwell's podcast, Revisionist History, takes a look at stories from the past and tells us how we got them wrong, using facts and data to provide new insights into misunderstood stories from the past. Gladwell takes us along on his journey to right the wrongs of record keepers. And the second season of Revisionist History has recently been released and is full of brand new stories waiting to be uncovered. Like here, this is a clip of one of the new episodes entitled A Good Walk Spoiled. In it, Gladwell examines the true history behind America's golf addiction and the legislation that allows country clubs to afford hundreds of acres of prime real estate.
Please understand, this system is insane. Totally crazy. I mean, just think of all the reasons why someone might deserve a big tax break. I mean, they're sick, they're poor, they have tons of young kids, they've made a big investment in their business. The state of California says no. We think the most deserving group are people whose property hasn't changed hands in 40 years. Okay, now imagine that you're a private golf club. You did that spectacular bit of jujitsu with Bob Hope in 1960, which means that you don't pay real property taxes. Gift from God number one. Then comes Proposition 13, and you get a second gift from God. Because Proposition 13 says that those already artificially low property taxes are now frozen forever at 1978 levels, so long as your country club does not change hands. And that last part is crucial, because if you have a change in ownership, then you have to pay real property tax like every other long-suffering California taxpayer who hasn't been in one place since 1978. So the country clubs of Los Angeles all hang by a thread. They continue to exist only so long as the tax system perceives that they have not changed hands. And for years, everyone assumes they haven't changed hands. I mean, Brentwood, LA Country Club, Wilshire, all the major golf clubs were all founded before 1978. But then a neighborhood newspaper called the Los Angeles Garment and Citizen runs an article, January 16th, 2010, in which they say, wait a minute, most private country clubs in Los Angeles have what's called equity ownership. They're owned by their members. When you're admitted, you get a share. When you die or quit, someone else takes your share. So over time, if enough members die or quit, isn't that a change in ownership? That question was put to Rick Auerbach, who was then the head of tax assessment for LA County.
I think the quote was kind of funny for him. He said something about, let's see, on most issues, we have heard at least the question asked before, he said, who'd worked in the office 39 years, but this was a new one. So.
Auerbach refers the question to the city's lawyers. They put their best and brightest legal minds on it for 6 months. And on June 2nd, 2010, the county's tax court issues a solemn 4-page ruling. They conclude, no, country clubs haven't changed hands.
That was Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. And if you're ready to get your history facts straight, seasons 1 and 2 are available now through WVXU's Podcast Central. Now we'll take a look at a local podcast based out of Miami University. Led by Miami's Media, Journalism, and Film Department Chair Richard Campbell and Stats Chair John Baylor, and hosted by Professor Rosemary Pennington, Stats and Stories takes a closer look at the numbers behind elections, rewards and points programs, and other stories of our everyday lives. And just as every story contains statistics, every statistic tells a story. The experts at Stats and Stories and their guests leave no stone unturned as they explore the inextricable link between numbers and narrative. Here's a clip from an episode entitled Sex by Numbers. Guest David Spiegelhalter, who is a professor from the Public Understanding of Risk in the Stats Lab at Cambridge University, joins the Stats and Stories team to discuss sex research and the intriguing stories that make up its history. Here, Spiegelhalter recounts a story about a comical misunderstanding related to the research in his book, Sex by Numbers.
And I was giving a popular talk, you know, and I do, when I talk about this stuff, I fill it full of jokes. And one of the aspects I was talking about was the finding that the frequency of sex has declined among same-sex couples between 16 and 44. They were reporting in 1990 having sex five times a month, and in 2000 about four times a month, and then a median of three times a month in 2010. And so I made some fatuous joke by saying, oh, well, at this rate, nobody will be having any sex at all by 2040. and then I said, well, why not? And I said, and then quite seriously, I said, actually, the people who did this research are suggesting that decline of sex could very much be because of increased use of electronic media. People have got their phones all the time. People are, you know, so engaged with communication with everybody that that time for intimacy is being shrunk. And I made the joke that, oh, well, I think it's to do with box sets and people saying, oh, no, dear, I'm not coming to bed now. I'm watching the latest, series of Game of Thrones. So I thought, you know, and it got a laugh. But a journalist in the audience for a major newspaper didn't quite get the joke. And the next day, there was a story saying, Cambridge professor says that there will be no sex by 2030 because of Game of Thrones. And I was a bit cross and complained, and they changed the article online. But then it was too late, because the way journalism works now is that somebody writes an article and every other outlet then picks it up. So this story went around the world. I've just got so many headlines in all countries and different languages, again, all to do with this Cambridge professor who says there's going to be no more sex in the future because of Game of Thrones. And you put together sex, Cambridge professor, and Game of Thrones, and it gives them a chance to put some salacious photograph up as well. So it was, I thought, oh, there's, 40 years of reputation, gone down the drain in one go. In fact, nobody took any notice, and I've used it to get a huge amount of laughs whenever I give a talk about this.
That was Stats and Stories from Miami University faculty John Baylor, Richard Campbell, and Rosemary Pennington. From the environment to medicine to sports and everything in between, Stats and Stories investigates the numbers and stories that hide below the surface. That episode and many, many more are available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And now, onto the charts. The Apple Podcast charts at itunescharts.net. Two recent number ones, Pod Save America and Stuff You Should Know, were joined by two newcomers. The Atlantic Magazine's new flagship podcast hit number one, Radio Atlantic, co-hosted by editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg, executive editor Matt Thompson, and contributing editor Alex Wagner. The other is a new podcast by the New York Times through their The Daily podcast brand. It's a new series called The New Washington. For the next few months, the Times DC Bureau reviews and interviews the characters remaking the Capitol. Two new podcasts, hitting number one recently on the iTunes charts. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two cool resources. NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. The show features a peek at podcasts that feature vibrant voices, engaging points of view, and novel approaches to storytelling. And for a quick and powerful review of some of the latest podcasts, go to NPR's earbud.fm. They use a unique way to help you discover podcasts with categories like Brighten My Day or Feast for Your Ears or Serious Stuff. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.